Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. On June 12, 1812, Red Hook split from Rhinebeck to become its own township. To celebrate their bicentennial, they have organized a series of community-wide activities and events, including a May 19th Heritage House and Barn Tour of rarely open properties, including Edgewater, America's finest classical revival house, a specially commissioned musical by Broadway and Carnegie Hall performers at the Bard College Fisher Center for the Performing Arts, and a Heritage Community Day at historic Montgomery Place, and much more. Here to tell us more about Red Hook 200 are Wynn Aldrich, Red Hook Town historian and bicentennial committee member, and Christopher Close, a Red Hook native, vice president of the Egbert Benson Historical Society of Red Hook, and also a member of the bicentennial committee. Wynn is with us in the studio. Wynn, thank you very much for being with us.
Delighted to be here, Joe.
Great pleasure to have you here. And Christopher Close joins us on telephone. Good morning, Christopher. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. We're fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us. So it's always cool, Wynn, to celebrate a bicentennial.
Well, I think it is. It wasn't so long ago we celebrated the nation's bicentennial, and we're catching up in Red Hook.
That's right. So give us a sense of a little bit of the history. I mentioned it. June 2nd, 1812, Red Hook split from Rhinebeck. What brought that about?
Well, I think that under the procedures of those days, if you achieved a certain population and sense of community economic prosperity, you could petition the legislature to have your part of a pre-existing township split off as a new municipality. And I think the argument was made that Red Hook was prospering in terms of agriculture and population. Indeed, it had, I think, more in the way of agricultural wealth than what was left of the town in the succeeding town of Rhinebeck. But Rhinebeck has always had a rather tonier sense of itself, and that continues perhaps into the present time. But we've been very, very strong about agriculture in Red Hook and continue to do so, and it's one of the reasons that our tagline for the bicentennial is rural traditions and community connections. There are new people coming in and new activities, but we want all to connect to this sense of heritage and keep alive the prosperity and potential of agriculture and the protection of agricultural lands.
And for you, Christopher, in celebrating this and celebrating the bicentennial with Red Hook 200, what is the overall message you want to get out to people, not only who live in Red Hook, but who are nearby and visiting?
The message from Red Hook is please come, welcome. Red Hook is a land of surpassing beauty and as Wynn said, enormous abiding community connections. Red Hook is one of those places, one of those rare places anymore in the United States where you can really find friends and family in the widest sense of the word, but the closest sense of the word, your neighbors and your, it's a place of community spirit, of volunteerism. Our schools are some of the best in the country, the Red Hook Central School System. It's just a wonderful family place. And as Wynn said, as the center of agriculture for the Hudson Valley, really, with more than 3,000 acres under cultivation, we have most of anything that everybody's looking for these days, which is really connection to people and to the land and to a sense of history, and we enjoy that very much here.
How long have you been working on this celebration for the bicentennial?
Well, I suppose we've been conscious of the need to do this for quite a number of years. I've been the town supervisor. I've been the town historian for many years. And
that job sounds more fun.
And that's right, much more fun. The notion that we should use the occasion of the bicentennial to emphasize some of these traditions and going forward, the need to look to the protection of the quality of life and so forth was uppermost in our minds. But we also want to have fun, and we want everyone in the community to have fun. And I think we're going to do exactly that.
What is the so you're doing really things throughout the season, throughout the summer. You have a bunch
of
events.
Are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give us an idea.
We have a series. Series of events starting this weekend with a Heritage House and Barn Tour, as you mentioned, and then a wonderful production called The Land, the River, the People, which is especially commissioned celebration at the Bard Fisher Center on the 2nd of June. It's a review of Red Oak's history, culture, and community. And it'll be brought to you by Broadway singers and performers. It's really first class.
And let me just interject there that it's photography projected on the screen, as I understand it. It's music, both historic and new music, and it's narratives read from various publications, some of them very literary, that all have connection with the community. And it's, I think, the only production of this, only performance of this, so it's a rare chance to celebrate in sort of multimedia style the heritage of the community.
And Christopher, you were going to go on. Mm-hmm. other events.
Well, other events, we've got Wint himself will be giving an illustrated lecture on the separation of Rhinebeck from Red Hook from Rhinebeck, and that will be at his family's estate, which is one of the oldest and still extant in the family, Rokeby, with its beautiful views and lawn stretching practically down to the river. And he's a great storyteller. And we have a great story to tell about our land and our river and our people. And there will be a wonderful community-wide Heritage Day on July 14th, which will be at Montgomery Place, which is one of our great houses as well, and that will be open to the public free this weekend as well as part of New York State Heritage Weekend. So we have both specific events of an historic nature, like Wint's illustrated lecture coming up, as well as the Community Heritage Day, which has fun for the whole family for the entire day, culminating with a parade of giant puppets that all the community is going to start making in a couple of weeks, and we'll have a big parade, and it's just a wonderful event. We've got an open house at Cole Palin's old Rhinebeck Aerodrome, but actually it's Red Oaks Aerodrome, and Cole Palin came here in 1959 and opened it, and it's one of the rare pleasures to look up from the village of Red Oak and see a biplane flying over, and so that'll be on Sunday, the 1st of July. So we've got something for everybody. We've got also great foods we're going to be sharing with people from our farms, and we've got the best farms in the valley as far as I'm concerned. We've got a West Point Band concert on Saturday, the 11th of August, and all of this culminates indeed in bicentennial fashion with a burying of a time capsule in October, which will call an end to the bicentennial.
Events, and again, you can see all of the events and read the schedule and find out more about what's going on in Red Hook by going to redhook200.org, redhook200.org. And Wint, as historian, does this give you a special, not purpose, but opportunity to look at the history of Red Hook in sort of a new way to put it into this narrative of 200 years?
Well, I think that it does, and I think the people in the community are keyed up to do that, and beyond the community, and thanks to this program, people may say, well, Red Hook, isn't that a place in Brooklyn? No, there is a place in Brooklyn, a rather scruffy port community, and there's also also unconnected to our town, a very successful brewery out in Seattle. We are neither of those things. We are, as we've described it, a place of agriculture, a place of community values, and we think that as we go into our third century as a municipality, people are going to be more and more excited about being in Red Hook and visiting Red Hook and taking advantage of the production of our agriculture and eating homegrown foods, and we're really into that.
And Christopher, as far as the celebration goes, and I started off with this, of what hopefully people take away from this experience, but I assume there's a great deal of excitement over it as it starts to kick off.
There is. We had a wonderful Apple Blossom Day Festival last weekend in which we opened the Bicentennial officially, and there were people in costume from period dress, and it was just a sense of excitement and the history shared in every generation, because really the point of this thing is to share the idea that Red Hook is an abiding community, and that what was going on in 1812 indeed persevered in 1912, in 2012, and we hope for the next, I hope to be around for the third centennial. If I eat enough good locally grown food here in Red Hook, I probably will. But that what goes around comes around, and in Red Hook that means a sense of place, of time, and of community, of connections, and the rural heritage that we are so fortunate to have here. It really begins at the Hudson River, and if you look at the backdrop of the beautiful Catskills, and then through our rolling fields and farms, and our particularly lovely villages and hamlets, you get a sense of what America was and is and can still be as we move into the future. And that's really the idea of valuing what we have, but reusing it in a sense for the future in smart, appropriate growth and going on, rooted to the past, but sharing the values of community and time and place.
To learn more about all of the events surrounding Red Hook's Bicentennial, please visit redhook200.org. redhook200.org, it's a wonderful website and gives you all the information you need to know about the events that both Wint and Christopher mentioned. Again, redhook200.org. Wint Aldrich is the Red Hook Town Historian and Bicentennial Committee member. Christopher Close is the Red Hook native, Vice President of the Egbert Benson Historical Society of Red Book and also of Red Hook, and also a member of the Bicentennial Committee. Christopher Close, Wint Aldrich, I thank you very much for being here and wish you all the luck in the world.
Thanks very much, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Happy Bicentennial. Pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.